Macro 1, the CMA. Generally, it's wise to run a high school search. And again, how you do it is we want to find out how many houses are active and under contract in their price range in the school district. Imagine you're looking for a house around $500,000 if you were a buyer. It's important to know what kind of active properties there are. So you'd run a report probably from 475 to 525, give or take the price range you're searching in, to see how many are for sale. But you'd also want to know, if you're a smart buyer, how many are under contract. Because if there's 10 for sale and there's 30 under contract, you're in a great area. If you have 10 for sale and you have nothing under contract, something's wrong right now. Be able to articulate that to a home seller. Hey, Bob, one more thing before we wrap up our call, and I'll see you on Saturday at 2 o'clock at your property. What's interesting is right now that there's 11 for sale in your high school district, in your price point, give or take. Yet there's 14 under contract, which means you're in a really healthy market right now. What the seller is not going to do is ask you, hey, Sally, do you even know our area? Have you ever sold in our subdivision? Do you know our price point? What you've done by asking these questions is eliminating doubt in their minds. If you go on the listing interview and you haven't done any of these things, they're going to ask you those questions. Hey, Sally, it's part of the interview process. We got these questions online. And one of the questions is, have you sold three or four in my subdivision? Have you sold many in this price point? And you're going, I haven't sold any in their subdivision in your career. And you have no listings in their price point. And you've been eliminated because you actually let it happen. Most objections occur by what agents actually introduce or the absence of what they introduce. My encouragement is do pull all six of these reports, earn your money, give yourself the best chance to win that listing interview. Because your competitor, most likely, is just going to go in there and present the brand, pick me, I'm amazing, our company's amazing, here's our marketing plan. When in truth, what motivates sellers is somebody who can really educate them about the marketplace. Thank you.